From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, we are live from the NPR studios, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and so happy 30 Rock is back.
Your eyes look like my uncle's after you would drink from the air conditioner.
Oh, Kenneth, I missed you. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Friday. We got that Friday feeling, April 11th, 2008. And did you do a little dance of celebration last night?
I did, but you know what? I decided to save 30 Rock for today. I'm savoring it. It's a little Friday pre-weekend morsel.
I like it. Do you think if we keep talking about 30 Rock that they'll let us come on and do cameo appearances?
I would love that. Kenneth, I've seen my grocery store every now and again, and he's just getting tackled one day soon. I've tried to be cool about it, but I think that will happen no more.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to make you tell me what grocery store it is after we get off the air. That's so exciting. I love him.
Coming up on the show today, first there was Senator Obama, now there's Candidate Obama. If there's ever President Obama, part of it will be because of his campaign's building Brand Obama. It's the cover story on Fast Company. We're going to talk with the journalist who wrote the piece. She's a business reporter, and she went through the campaign and sort of looked at what business can learn from the way they built this brand called Obama.
Which is interesting, because usually it's the reverse, right? Like, political campaigns are mimicking things that happen in the business world, so that'll be interesting. Also, Robin Hitchcock is here to talk about some of his recently re-released music. He's put it all together in an album, and he's going to play a couple of songs for us as well.
And a catch-up on the West Memphis Three. You may have heard this story or possibly even seen a documentary about these three men. One of the men, convicted of killing three young boys, will be back on court on Monday. This story has been going on for some 15 years. He has an appeal on Monday. It could make a big difference. We'll talk with a reporter who has been following this story from the beginning. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
A Marine suspected of murder has been nabbed south of the border. Fugitive Marine Corporal Cesar Lorien is in custody in Mexico after a three-month international manhunt.
Local authorities charged Corporal Lorien with first-degree murder of fellow Marine Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach after her burn remains were found buried in his backyard near Camp Lejeune in North Carolina back on January 11th. Officials believe Lorien fled that day. Lauterbach had disappeared in mid-December, 8 months pregnant.
Lauterbach had accused Lorien of rape. Investigators were looking into the charge when she was murdered.
Lorien was captured around 7 p.m. Eastern time last night. Mexican authorities had been investigating a kidnapping unconnected to the Marine when they came upon Lorien and soon realized that he was wanted by the FBI. NCIS, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, was also involved in this arrest. FBI spokesperson Amy Thorison says Lorien did not resist.
We are just very happy that this happened without incident and that we are able to bring him back here.
But about back here, Mexico refuses to release to the U.S. any fugitive who may be given the death penalty. The DA of Onslow County, North Carolina, where Camp Lejeune is located, had to take execution off the table to get Lorien extradited.
I was very happy that he was apprehended. Unfortunately, I was hoping that he would be apprehended in America so that we still could seek the death penalty.
The arrest was welcome news for the Marine Corps, which has faced criticism for not doing more to investigate the victim's allegations that she'd been raped. Earlier yesterday, the Marines responded to questions submitted by Ohio Congressman Michael Turner. He said the Marine Corps took 7 months to look into the matter and did not adequately protect Lauterbach. The Marine Corps said that they fully investigated and that Lauterbach told investigators she didn't feel Lorien posed a threat to her.
It's not clear when Lorien will actually return to the United States. If he decides to waive extradition, it could be a matter of days. If he fights, it could take more than a year. You can continue to follow the story at npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.